Shalom. Good morning, brethren. The Lord bless you. And wherever we are, may the Lord be with us and grant us a favorable day. It's your brother Gideon again, and we have been sharing this week on the phrase, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." As for me and my house. A message or a phrase that Joshua had made upon is a farewell message, delivery to the children of Israel. And we are making that claim and that charge also to ourselves in this week. Today, I want to take that a little further in this very short charge, and this time it is also a message from a departing soldier, which is Paul, when he was also giving his farewell message to Timothy, who was a soldier that was still on the field. And Paul was saying that in 2 Timothy chapter 4, I read from verse 1. "I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom." Now, this is where our emphasis is on. Verse 2. "Preach the word." Preach the word. You know, last time we looked at the denial of faith, the denial of the faith. But what we are saying is, as for me and my house, and which is a personal, unsolicited declaration that comes from the heart. A heart that is deeply making a conviction, a heart that is deeply convinced that as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will we'll dare to do whatever against the tide. Elijah could have said the same. You know, when every single prophet on the ground that he knew all had left the faith that brought them out of Egypt. They had left that faith and veered into worshiping Baal. But Elijah actually thought he was by himself until he was assured of the Lord that there are other 700 men who are similarly saying, who was similarly standing and saying that, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." You know, which is certainly at the time must have been comforting to Elijah. Yeah. And someone once said that your testimony is not for you, but the testimony is for someone else because it encourages someone else. Now, in the same vein, your stand, your declaration that as for me, I stand to serve the Lord against the tide, that declaration, that steadfastness, your zeal, your passion is not for you alone. It is always encouraging to someone else. As William Branham, the prophet of this generation, says that someone is always watching. Someone is always influenced by everything you do, by every decision you make, by how steadfast you are. Somebody has been influenced. May the Lord make us instruments of encouragement, instrument of steadfastness, as we influence others positively. back to my thoughts, and here I'm looking today at the message of Paul to Timothy. And that's another way on which I would like to say, as for me and my house, we will do what Paul is saying here as a way to serve the Lord. The charge from Paul, a farewell message like that of Joshua also that I just read. My focus here is on preach the word. Now you ask yourself, why would Paul ask Timothy to preach the word? Because you would imagine that what else could he preach other than the word? But that's because he could preach something else. He could preach what Paul earlier in 1 Corinthians 2 verse 1, what Paul referred to as the wisdom of men. I'm just going to read that here. It says, when I first came to you, dear brothers and sisters, I didn't use lofty words. This is, I believe, the New American Standard. I didn't use lofty words and impressive wisdom to tell you God's secret plan. Paul is saying, preach the word, not the wisdom of men. And, you know, he went ahead to Paul was also going ahead by the Spirit of God to prophesy about today, an age of the wisdom of men. An age where the word is being rapidly replaced by motivational speeches, by lofty words, by well-crafted words, because the word does not, because the word, which is the sound doctrine, which is the word of God, does not excite the people anymore. The only thing that now tickles the ear or that excites the people, is some properly crafted, appealing to the mind, lofty wisdom of men that makes sense to the human mind. In fact, today people now associate depth of words to, you know, they in fact believe that those are the deep words. Hence, they would rather be entertained by those. The word of God that Paul says to preach here is fast now becoming unexciting to their gross heart, to their gross mind. And interestingly, it is a trend. Everybody seems to be moving in that direction, particularly in mainstream Pentecostalism, charismatic movement, but gradually creeping into mainstream message. It's almost bordering on motivational quotes, life quotes. Hey, brothers, preach the word. That's what Paul is saying to Timothy, and that's what Paul is saying for everybody. Because the sheep, who are truly the sheep, only know his voice, which is the word. And if we are his bride, our bridegroom, like we said yesterday, is the word. It's not life wisdom quotes, it's not wisdom of men, it's not motivational quotes, it is the word. We should never get to a place where the word does not excite us anymore. That is, the word is our love. The word is our, this is the love of our life, it's our passion, it's our life. Now, Paul warned that for the time will come, and that is in verse 3 of the same chapter 4, that the time will come when people will not enjoy sound doctrine, and that is the word, anymore. But they would like to have their ears tickled in accordance with their own desires. That's New American Standard Version. But brothers and sisters, if everyone out there, if everyone has been amused, or if everyone amuses the crowd by such appealing words to the itching ear, let us say that we who are the bride of Christ, we who are the called out church, we who our passion is the word, our desire is the revealed word. Let us say that as for me and my house, we will preach the word. We will desire the word over the motivational wisdom of men. For that is, for the word is the only power of God unto salvation. And our bride, the last I checked in Revelations, was said that, and his name is the Word of God. And that is what changes us, that is what transforms us, that is what should be sweet and compatible with our mind and not the wisdom of men. May the Lord renew our desire, our interest, our passion for the word. May we not develop itching ears that's desiring the wisdom of men. And may our watchmen stand to preach the word and never motivational wisdom of men. May the Lord bless you as we continue to declare that as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I pray that the Lord will give you a great day. And for those who have already gone far into their day, may the Lord reward every effort and renew our strength, renew our love for the word. In Jesus' name, amen. Shalom.